The war in Iraq involves the largest commitment of U.S. ground forces since Vietnam. But today's soldiers are coming home to warmer welcomes than their Vietnam-era counterparts. Still, as Robin Jurevich reports, high unemployment rates and mental health problems make the transition from soldier to civilian a tough one.
About 40 Navy men and women have assembled in this classroom at the Port Hueneme Naval Base, about an hour north of Los Angeles. Within months, they'll be leaving the military. The Navy is preparing them with its Transition Assistance, or TAP, program.
See the words? See how they're getting to me? See how I'm thinking, I like this person, I want to keep reading.
In this resume writing session, instructor Mary Jean Owens shows the sailors how to sell their military experience on the civilian market.
Action verbs: managed, acquired, budgeted, indoctrinated, enhanced. Love that word, enhanced.
TAP is available to service members and their spouses in all branches of the military. The idea is to inform them of medical and educational benefits and ease their transition to the workforce. Facilitator Roger Stillman says these soon-to-be vets have an advantage over civilian job seekers.
The average person that's been in the military for 4 years is 10 years ahead of someone who has not been in terms of the maturity and the strengths they bring to the civilian workplace.
Still, recent vets are battling long odds on the job market. The Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that so far this year, unemployment among veterans ages 20 to 24 is three times the national average. If finding a job is difficult for many young vets, it can be absolutely grueling for Black Americans. Unemployment for young African American vets is 22%. Air National Guardsman Patrick Kemp counts himself lucky. He survived the fighting around Tikrit, Iraq, and after nearly a year there, managed to return to his job. He pilots a bus like this one in the desert city of Riverside, California. These well-ordered streets are a long way from the chaos of war. But Kemp's day-to-day experiences trigger memories he thought he'd left behind.
It just sends you back. The crowds, the people, turbans, the cars cutting in front of us because everybody likes to pass the bus, and we had a lot of that in the convoys. Pull in front of the convoys to slow them up so they can do an ambush.
Patrick Kemp drew one of the most dangerous jobs in Iraq, guarding truck convoys along 900 miles of Iraqi highway.
Every vehicle that's passing you is a suspected car bomber. You're like a rat in a cage. Like, when is it going to happen, you know? Because you see them passing you, it just drives you crazy because you don't know what's going to happen.
A few months ago, Kemp was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. Some 17% of Iraq vets have PTSD. One explanation is battlefield conditions there, says Dr. Evan Cantor, a psychiatrist at the Seattle Veterans Administration.
There's absolutely no front line anymore. Everybody's on the front line, and everybody's afraid all the time.
Among the symptoms of PTSD are recurring nightmares, insomnia, flashbacks, feelings of isolation, irritability, and anxiety, even suicidal thoughts. Dr. Cantor, who's also with Physicians for Social Responsibility, says PTSD can be treated, and the VA now has the know-how to do it, but
it's not whether the VA can do it, but whether the VA will be given the money and resources to do it. And we're going to be very stretched to be able to accomplish that given the current budgetary and economic situation.
The VA's Special Committee on PTSD reported to Congress last September that veterans' hospitals lack the resources to provide mental health care for all the vets who need it. Veterans Administration officials disagree, saying they're doing a more than adequate job. Still, it took Patrick Kemp nearly 2 months to get medication at his local VA. And before he could take that step, he had to overcome his own insecurities about seeking treatment.
In the military ranks, it's almost a sign of weakness. You have to pretty much bite the bullet and deal with things. You know, like, hey, I need help because this is going on. You don't want the other guys feeling that you're a weak link in the chain, so to speak.
Dr. Charles Hoag, who authored a study on post-traumatic stress for the Walter Reed Army Institute, says the VA and the military are struggling against that perception. He found that less than half of the soldiers suffering depression, anxiousness, or PTSD actually sought help, even from a chaplain.
What we found were that those soldiers who screened positive over 50% of them reported concerns about stigma and other barriers to care.
And with larger numbers of troops returning from the war over the next year, medical specialists say the nation should be prepared for an upsurge in cases of PTSD, and in turn, an increase in the ranks of the unemployed. For NPR News, I'm Robin Jurevich.